Embedded Meat Lunch 101, Milwaukee.
What happened?
Someone set up us the bug. We get signal.
What?
Main screen turn on.
It's you.
How are you, gentlemen? All your base are belong to us.
Oh, yeah.
You are on the way to destruction.
What you say?
What you say?
You have no chance to survive, mate, your time.
People are like, what the hell's going on the show?
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
Here it comes. All right, if you don't know what this is, Chris, you know what this is, right?
Oh, yeah, it's old school right here.
Good stuff. This is the best part. Here we go. Wait for it. Hey.
Oh,
yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is All Your Base Are Belong to Us. This is one of the first big internet memes. Do you know what a meme is?
It's like a mime's cousin.
It's a mime's cousin. They're a lot shorter, less makeup. I don't know. A meme is like a thing. It's like a viral video. They call them viral videos. They're called memes.
It's like a fad.
It's like a fad. It's a thing. It's hip. It's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steven.
This is Chris.
And you are listening to episode 138 of That Computer Show. I am back. Had a little bit of a hiatus last week. That's not a medical condition. It means I wasn't here. Gosh, people. Vocabularies. Anyway, we got some really cool stuff for you today. All your base are belong to us. We've been jamming at the store this morning with some energy drinks. I am powered today by Monster Nitrous, which is apparently really popular.
Mmm, and so tasty.
It's very good to taste it. And what do you got? You've got
I'm doing a double whammy. I started my morning off with a nitrous.
This is such a bad idea.
And then I'm bringing it up with a wave, so I have a nice clean finish. I take my energy supplements very seriously.
Wow.
You have to blend the vitamin B nitrous caffeine high with a nice smooth wave of whatever's in.
Do you sound like Woodstock?
Black carrot juice, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. It's all natural, man. It's like hugging a tree, man.
Whatever. And the real news is balls are back in stock at That Computer Store. We have blue balls, geek beer, and free balls. Now, they're not balls that are free. They're sugar-free with extra caffeine.
Yum.
It's actually really good. Yeah, so we're real excited to have balls back. Okay, so let's get on with this show stuff. I got some World of Warcraft movie news.
Oh, really?
I do. I've got some... I got all kinds of stuff. Let's just start. World of Warcraft kind of movie news. Let me find it. I'm reading on Kotaku.com. And it's what's happening with the World of Warcraft film. Sam Raimi, who we all know from Hercules and Xena and Army of Darkness. He directed Army of Darkness.
This is my boomstick.
I love Bruce Campbell in Burn Notice. If you don't watch Burn Notice, you should watch it if only for Bruce Campbell. And I've got some unrelated Bruce Campbell news.
Do they ever do any
they've done a couple.
Yeah.
And go ahead, keep talking.
Yeah, I was watching the A-Team trailer the other day. And yeah. I wanted to compare the A-Team, because we were going to watch that movie the other night. I was going to compare the A-Team 2010 trailer to the A-Team intro from the TV show back in the day. And I noticed that at one point, Face is at like some kind of show or something, and a person walks by in a Battlestar Galactica Cylon
uniform. Yeah.
Well, I was also watching the Family Guy version of that intro, and the exact same thing happens.
Right.
It's pretty funny. I was wondering if there's any, they pay homage to any of the Army of the Darkness stuff.
There's a couple. Now, this is really cool. Check your IM. I wasn't going to talk about this on the show today, but if you go to scifiwire.com, Bruce Campbell's birthday just went by. Isn't this awesome? You could actually print these out. They're Bruce Campbell soup labels.
Cream of Darkness soup.
Yeah. Cream of Darkness soup, Briscoe County Jr. He had a short-lived TV show on Fox called Briscoe County Jr. If you basically imagine the Army of Darkness, like that character, that feel, and he was a Western cowboy. It was funny. You have Autolycus cheese and Gumbo Hotep from Bubba Hotep. This is... Yeah, these are great.
Shop smart. Shop S-Mart.
35 cents off Bruce Campbell's Ghoul Ash instead of goulash. We're so going to do this and actually have some Bruce Campbell soup. This is awesome. So happy birthday, Bruce Campbell. Okay, so what I was talking about. I was talking about Bruce Campbell on Burn Notice. Where did we start that journey?
I am not certain.
World of Warcraft. Sam Raimi, World of Warcraft.
There we go.
Yeah, there's a movie.
We had to sit here and scratch our heads from
wow,
when we went on this journey.
Yeah.
And so, along the way.
Raimi's basically breaking us some bad news.
Give it what?
Be rip. There's only a 40-page story so far. They really aren't that far into it.
Oh, I mean, okay. Well, it's only a game that's been out for how many years?
Like 10,000.
Lore that's that old. So.
Well, here's what he says. He says, quote, "We're finding the characters, and through the characters, we are finding the story," says Raimi. "We're just trying to create..." He doesn't sound like that, actually, but it would be funny if he did. "We're just trying to create realistic characters that can live in the world of Warcraft as if you were in the game itself in one or two of these environments and see the interaction of those great, mythic, iconic characters."
You know.
You know, yeah. Suddenly, he's like Massachusetts from Martha's Vineyard.
Either that or Fargo.
Yeah.
Wait, is he talking about player characters or non-player characters? Because if he's...
That'd be awesome if he's talking about player characters.
Because if he's putting player characters in this movie, it's just going to be full of trolls and...
This is the story of Leviticus. No, what is it? Leroy Jenkins?
Yeah, Leroy.
Yeah, this is the story of Leroy Jenkins. One man's journey. No, not at all. Okay, I love the visual world that the guys of Blizzard have created, says Raimi. It's incredibly, engrossingly terrifying and exciting. I've never been terrified by the game. Maybe he's playing it wrong. And I like their use of scale, the giant monsters they have. I love the different landscapes that your character can move through.
Yeah,
I like
you're fighting a boss in a dungeon, and all you get to attack is a foot.
Yeah.
Ting,
yeah.
Ting. I'm going to stab you in the toe.
This is funny. The director recounts a story of his level 29 shaman that was accidentally deleted. And now, he adds, I've worked a new character up to 72. Sorry. He says he's not into power leveling. That's a level 72 he did himself. No Chinese gold farmers were involved. I've spent that many days in the World of Warcraft. So apparently, if you play WoW, you might actually be playing with Sam Raimi. Probably not. Probably not. No. Mm-mm. Sorry, we all got real quiet. Looked at each other for a second. It was awkward. It's like a coming of age movie. So yeah, he says it's all going to be taking place within the World of Warcraft. It's all in the world. What does that mean? So none of the World of Warcraft is going to happen in Des Moines, apparently.
Baron's chat.
I wonder if there are going to be any Chuck Norris jokes when the heroes are going through the Barrens.
Isn't there a Chuck Norris analog in the game, a character? I know there's a lot of pop culture
I don't know. There probably is.
How is he going to filter some of the pop culture quests and characters and things like
Danny Elfman does the script for it, I bet you $100 that... Because, you know, Oingo Boingo is in...
They're a band.
It's the zone to the right of Goldshire. I don't remember what it's called. It's like the first place where you see a bunch of undead as a new character coming out of Stormwind.
Interesting.
They have all of the band members of Oingo Boingo are all... It's like...
Oh, you're talking about in Torrin Mill. Yeah.
Anyway, that's like my favorite part of Warcraft is going to see my favorite band ever in as undead rockers. So anyway, a little bit of news, not really a whole lot. He's basically said it's really overwhelming. And I would say, Mr. Raimi, stop leveling your character. Get someone else to do it and work on the movie, please. In related news, I've got 300... I personally have banned 320,000 people from Warcraft
and Diablo.
And Diablo. I didn't really do it, but apparently Blizzard... Yeah, man, they don't mess around with the ban hammer. They knocked 320,000 people offline. When was this done? This was on the... It's been a couple weeks. But anyway, they basically said, first offense, we're gonna diss your CD key. After that, you're done. Go buy another game. Thank you for playing. Done. So that's that. So what you got, Chris? You got anything cool for me?
I don't know.
As you're sucking down wave energy, you're just like...
It's so good. I guess I got some interesting news about the Google Android remote kill.
Remote kill?
Yeah, it's like you push a button and things die.
What's the... So, like, the leader of Google is sitting in a chair in a giant conference room petting a Persian cat. He's like, yes.
This app will be vanished right now. I push the button. And a little nuclear bomb goes off on scale. Okay, really, this has been in the Google API for a while, the Android API. It's the ability for Google to remotely remove applications from your phone. And it's referred to as a kill switch. And Amazon got into some trouble about this same type of functionality.
Yeah, the whole George Orwell thing.
Yeah, a year ago with the Orwellian removal of Orwell. However, Google says that they only use this for when they have apps in the market that either violate the terms of conditions or can do malicious things to your phone.
Or break the law, like all of those MP3 sharing apps that have been so popular.
Yeah, but funny enough, none of those have been removed. The apps that Google removed were two free applications built by a security researcher. And according to Google, the apps were used for research purposes. They were not designed to be used maliciously and did not have any permission to access private data or system resources beyond the internet connection. It was just, it was just a research tool that violated some of Google's terms and conditions, so they pulled them.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're not going to, like, remove your bubble wrap app or anything like that.
You know, and it's funny because when we were talking about this, and I don't really know where this goes or what this says about humanity or geekdom or what, but we were talking about this, and the first thing I said was, holy crap, Google's, they own your phone, man. They're everywhere. And you know, there's a positive side to this. But I'm like, okay, so if we made this exact same announcement about Apple or Microsoft, how would people react? You know, if at any point Apple could delete an app or remotely install an app on
your
iPhone.
They can.
Boom. But, yeah.
Well, Steve Jobs is not as nice a guy as Google. You know, Steve Jobs has the propensity for being, you know, a pretty bad guy.
Yeah.
So
cut to break. They're gonna send the same people that busted in dude's door. They're gonna send them to that computer store.
There's gonna be a SWAT team dressed in white throwing apples at everybody.
Breach.
Or Steve Jobs is gonna come fire me for saying this on Rolling Stone. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, the Apple iPhone has this ability to. It does have a kill switch, but Steve Jobs said that, quote, we would be irresponsible to have that lever to pull. Or
then why have it?
They never have to pull that lever, he said, or whatever.
That's pretty much what they say about nuclear weapons. Oh, is it
Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
You know, I got some. I've got some related Apple news. I was going to talk about this later on in the show, but. I was checking the consumerist.com, Shoppers Bite Back, and a little anecdotal report about Apple's privacy policy change. June 21st, 2010, Apple updated its privacy policy today with an important, and we dare say creepy, new paragraph about location information. Now, I'm just quoting. If you agree to the changes, which you must do in order to download anything via the iTunes Store, you agree to let Apple collect store and share, quote, precise location data, including real-time geographic location of your Apple computer or device. So if you buy something on iTunes, you want to say something right now, don't you?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't let you develop, install, or release that app.
Apple says that the data is collected anonymously in a form that does not personally identify you, but for some reason, we don't find this very comforting at all. This is a quote. There appears to be no way to opt out of this data collection without giving up the ability to download apps. Now, they continue on to have the full text. Some location-based services offer apps. MobileMe require your personal... So, some location services do require your personal information. That's... That's scary, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to quake in our boots while you listen to commercials. That is all for the first segment of That Computer Show. When we return, we're going to tell you about the FDIC's they're getting in on the payday loan scam.
Do what now?
Not really, but the FDIC, they've got an FDIC-sponsored alternative to predatory lending. We've got Toyota recalling over 15,000 Lexus hybrids because they might catch on fire. Wow. And some other cool stuff. You're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. Stay tuned. I'm going to do some jumping jacks, get my blood flowing, and we will be back in mere minutes.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Oka pudding gets hurry.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni. The flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes. Now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
Kids eat Armor hot dogs.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids with Slime on
rocks. Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to bite. Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go. When kids fight dogs, they yell,
hooray for hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs, kids love to fight.
We're going to do it like this.
Five dogs.
$5 foot long.
That's not, no, it's five. $5 foot. Right, no, and it's $5 foot long. It's three.
It's a 5-second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temp Delicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong!
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so better there. Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
Neighbors remember a serial killer as a serial killer. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. In the wake of his capture today, serial killer Eddie Lee Curtis is recalled by neighbors as a serial killer. Next door neighbor, Peg Appleton.
He was a real serial killer type of guy.
Another neighbor, Ben Unger, had this to say.
Yeah, I didn't know him that well, but he seemed to kill a lot of nurses.
Curtis, charged with the murder of 14 nurses, was voted in his high school yearbook most likely to murder 14 nurses. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, dot it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick it.
And we are back with segment two of That Computer Show. I don't think I need to drink Monster Nitrous anymore. I just don't. I've tried it 3 times, and each time it's just not pretty.
It's funny from this angle.
All right, I got a couple of things I want to talk about.
How does it make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel alive. I really did do jumping jacks during the break, people. Okay. Have you ever heard of Valpak.com?
It's already coming.
Have you ever had a payday loan? Have you ever, like, we all know of these places.
No.
But you know people who have.
I'm afraid of the yellow and red buildings that dare they scare me.
I
that
will
used
say,
to be banks and car yeah, dealerships.
It's like a cancer growing on...
And Popeyes.
Oh, Popeyes.
It's like every Popeyes gets converted to one of those
makes
things.
Makes me sad. I have, in my life, done the payday loan thing. I have.
Really?
Yeah, I've had to do it. And I'm not proud of it, you know. But at least I'm not a druggie. So... The payday loan places, if you don't know what they are, if you're the two people on the planet who have never seen these buildings, you basically go in and you write them a check and they give you money. It's an advance. It's like you go into your buddy and say, hey, man, can you spot me 20 before payday? But it's like, hey, man, can you spot me $400 before payday so I can pay my power bill and get my baby daddy some new shoes? Something, you know. So, did you know the interest rate on some of those places is 400% and above?
Whoa.
Just got your attention. What they do is you go, you do the loan, and then when it's time for them to cash your check, if you pay them their money, then they'll basically give you your money back, and you pay interest on it. Yeah, it gets impossible to pay back. Well, the FDIC has...
you did it once. Do you still owe them money?
No, because I was like... I had it for a day, and I came back the next day, and I was like, oh, look, here you go. I mean, for me, it was truly, I was in a situation, I was in college, you know, I had to pay the power bill, did the payday loan thing, gave them money the next day, super green. But we've all talked to people who, you know, think it's strung along potentially thousands. Title loan places are another one that really gets you. The FDIC has a pilot program. They have announced the results of a 2-year pilot program designed to help banks offer alternatives to payday loans that would be safe, affordable, and feasible. Under the test program, participating banks offered loans of up to $2,500, which is way more than you can get at one of these places, at a maximum interest rate of 36%. Now, that's still kind of high, but way less than 400. If you do the math, 36, 400. The pilot program was developed to show that banks can profitably offer affordable, small-dollar loans as an alternative to high-cost credit products, such as payday loans and fee-based overdraft programs. Now, implementing the program on a widespread basis could be challenging. You know, the payday places don't really ask for anything other than an ID and a check, because worst case scenario, they're going to come break your legs, you know, and that's recreation. So, but it's interesting that after years of grassroots promotion on the internet and in places with grass and roots, that the FDIC is finally taking this up, paying attention to it. So, yeah. Hmm. In related news, did you know that they're talking about getting rid of Saturday mail delivery?
Yeah, I read about that, and it's funny who's opposed to it.
Yeah, and the people are like, "Why does this have to do with technology, computers?" Well, I don't get this.
Well, it seems that Amazon and Netflix
they're like, "No,
no, 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 we need this."
Yeah. I like getting mail on Saturday.
I don't necessarily like getting mail on Saturday, but I do like getting my Netflix movie on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if I ordered something from Amazon and I said, you know, I want 3-day delivery, and that mm-hmm. third day ends up being on a Saturday.
Yeah, true, true. True, true dat, yo. So, U.S. the Postmaster General, does he carry a firearm? He's the Postmaster General.
He's got a sword.
That'd be awesome. It's a 3-foot-long letter opener, but it's actually a sword, but it's like a katana.
I'm just picturing a slightly overweight man in a white suit with big gold buttons.
And epaulets. Slightly... He's got epaulets and the little tassels. He's got the little tassels that...
I'll open that letter for you. It's a bill.
Have you heard about Valpak.com?
Okay, so there's a Postmaster General.
Yes.
Are there other ranks of Postmasters?
Yes, there's like the Postmaster Lieutenant. They have the Mail Special Forces.
Their letter opener is significantly shorter. It's like a dagger.
Yeah. They hold it in their teeth when they climb ladders.
Or walk to your front door.
Does a five-star general get a sword Gatling gun that shoots letter openers?
No, it shoots postage stamp rolls.
It fires stamps.
What? No, where are we?
Derailed.
Totally. Hey, you've heard of porn, right, Chris?
I've heard about it. I'm not an authority on the subject, but...
We've all heard the rumor of the... You look really guilty. That's a good... Oh, you're being honest. Okay, sorry. .XXX. There's been talk for years.
I've never purchased a body part online, so I'm just going to say that. But I know someone who has.
No! Has Eric left for the... No, I'm kidding.
Just ask Eli. I'm sorry. I'm going to cry.
Okay.
Some things you can't unsee.
You can't. Anyway. Because I'm a parent, and I'm concerned about this because, you know, I'm actually going on the TV in a couple of weeks to talk about, like, child safety and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited about that. We're going to be on Watch Fox talking about the first time we're going to be talking about child safety. But this really ties in. You know, you can't do a search on the internet. I was doing a search for our next news item, blue balls of mozzarella cheese in Italy. It's a problem. And I had to go through like five or six links that I was looking for a newsworthy news item.
Were they Google images?
No, God, I didn't click that. I didn't click that tab because I knew. So
you knew what?
I knew that there were some things you can't unsee. Anyway, so back in 2007, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers rejected the idea of creating a .XXX suffix for porn websites. Today, ICANN overturned their own decision and is now seriously considering adding the suffix to the list of existing ones like .com, .org, .me.
I don't understand why they didn't do it to begin with.
I really don't either.
If that's what you're looking for, if adult content's what you're looking for, you just type in, you know, adult content .xxx. That's fine. If it's something you want to block, then you install a piece of software that does not let your computer go to .xxx. The industry, surprisingly enough, the adult entertainment industry was well behind it. They really wanted it because they want to differentiate themselves. They want to be able to say this is the legitimate
source. I think the problem is there are a lot of illegitimate sources that they basically make. Their marketing is the subversion of youth, and I think that they now I've been told that the legitimate adult entertainment industry is against these guys because these guys are subversive. They're bad guys. Now they're going to sell these domains for like $60 a piece, so they're going to make some cash, and. Because, you know, if somebody has a Sony PSP or a Nintendo DS, you can get to these sites. And, you know, I don't like the idea of some kid playing a Nintendo DS and, you know, goes to a site that he's not supposed to go to and blah, 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 and the boobies. Not cool. So I think I support this. I'm wondering, what is the downside to this?
I think that had some negative stigma attached to it, that if ICANN offered these XXX domains, they were somehow supporting its existence on the net or recognizing that, which I think is kind of silly because you can't walk down a street in New York without seeing signs that say, live nude girls, XXX, blah, 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 things like that. It's a part of our culture.
Yeah, try going to Gilbert, dude. I'm just saying.
it's part of our culture. Why not allow a red light district of the internet to exist, separated from the rest of the net, and behind that domain that you could easily filter out.
You could. I mean, what it does
only be something like a firmware patch for your router at home or your cable modem, and you just say, okay, restrict or password protect this section of the internet.
I mean, in Microsoft Outlook, I can block out all email that comes from the Czech Republic.
.cz.
Yeah, I can just go in and say, look, if it says .cz, banned. Just the same kind of a thing. Now, I think that for groups that are strongly against that, and again, I'm a parent, you know, So for groups that are strong, religious groups, social groups, organizations, countries, whatever, it gives you an avenue to quickly and easily just whoop, cut it out. You don't have to deal with it. Now, I am told that it is a voluntary domain. It's not a mandatory. So you could still have adult entertainment sites that aren't .XXX, but there's a lot of places that will flock to that because...
See, I'm of the opinion that there needs to be some regulation so that if you have content that is deemed that would normally get a XXX rating at the movie theater,
yeah,
then you would have to have that on the XXX.
You know, the real problem is then that opens the door for censorship on the internet, which is a global logistically how would we do that? Because I mean.
Already, if it's a site that's not appropriate for children, already, if you allow your site to be viewed by minors, you actually can face fines and things like that. It's just an extension of that. Actually, it will protect you as a business that if you put your adult content in a XXX domain, you have then followed the letter of the law. And if a child gets to that, then they have circumvented the protections.
I guess.
And it's on them. It's not on you as a business. As a business owner, you would be protected. There's less liability. You're right. More free to peddle your wares.
Unless your business model is the subversion of that system, in which case you should beat you up. Just,
yeah.
You know, Rochambeau.
You should be on the wrong end of Dexter's list.
Yeah.
So.
But, that's an interesting line of discussion. But I think that I support it. If you can think of a reason, if you're a listener, or even if you're not listening and just you get my telepathic message, like Aquaman talking to fish, if you can think of a reason why this...
useless superpower.
I know! I feel sorry for Aquaman. I really do. Because he's like...
I don't. He's a failure.
It's like the Wonder Twins are cooler than him. And I feel really bad because they're like at the Justice League picnic. Cooking hot dogs and like having salmon. He's like, oh no, that's my cousin's best friend's sister-in-law. And it's, oh, you're eating salmon. And what a useless superhero power. I can talk to fish. What are they going to tell me? Don't make a stick out of me? What? Really? How did we get to Aquaman from XXX?
Have you heard about the new, zombie, what is it, our zombie quarantine code?
No.
The United States cybersecurity is going to start quarantining zombies.
Can you link me this?
Not the brain-eating type.
No, yeah, the data stuff. Send me links.
Yes, Linky is coming your way. Yeah, basically, the federal government, alongside the Internet Industry Association... they launched a code of practice that aims to reduce the amount of zombie-infected computers on the internet. Now, this has some interesting things, some good things and some bad things. The good things would be, trying to curtail the number of infected, zombified computers on the internet infecting other machines. The other side of that coin is the fact that it would give some divisions of our government or the ISPs the ability to cut off your internet connection. Already, if you're like a customer of Time Warner, they can cut your system off or your internet connection off.
Yeah, we get this all the time.
Yeah, because we run.
Not often enough, actually.
Yeah. People come to us and go, I don't have internet connection anymore. The Time Warner cut me off. Can you clean my computer and send them a letter? So.
Yeah, they won't. They get a letter. They bring us a computer, and they basically get a letter that says, you have to fix this problem before we'll reactivate your internet connection. So no more MP3s or porn until we have to like send them a letter or fax them a document or call somebody.
You see, the interesting thing is the Australian government has this. The U.S. government is looking to implement it as well. So,
see, and I have mixed feelings. I feel bad for people. At the bottom of that article, it says if your washing machine breaks down, you got to pay somebody to fix it.
Now, keep in mind, I linked you the Australian version.
But it says, you got to get your washing machine fixed. If somebody hacks your computer, you got to get it fixed. What makes me sad is that you don't have people coming in, like, hitting your washing machine with a baseball bat, where we do have people actively trying to sabotage your computer to steal information. I don't know, something to think about. Looks like that is all for segment two of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We're going to be back after the break with more news Flaming Lexus. I got to talk about this. We're going to get to that after the break. Again, blue balls in Italy. Go figure. And North Korean news. Love them. So stay tuned. Sit tight. That computer show will be right back.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, brushless or lather, boys, whichever you've the notion.
50 cents for shaving cream, a dollar for the lotion.
Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. So look for the package with the ship that sails the ocean. Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. What a relief it is. What a relief.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
Mr. T, and this is my Night Elf Mohawk.
Cut, T, there's no such thing as a Night Elf Mohawk.
Shut up, fool! Like I was saying, my Mohawk storms through mighty forests on his frost saber. My Mohawk...
T, it's a warrior, not a Mohawk.
Well, maybe Mr. T hacked the game and created a Mohawk class. Maybe Mr. T's pretty handy with computers. Had that occurred to you, Mr. Condescending Director? I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game?
World of Warcraft. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
Rated T for teen.
A night watchman in Texas keeps Jay Leno under close surveillance. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. It was learned today that for nearly 2 months, Auto Parts Warehouse night watchman Ray Shemansky has closely monitored Jay Leno on his security post-television.
Now, what Mr. Leno says, I will hear. What he does, I will see. Mr. Leno does not leave my sight at any time.
Shemansky is also keeping a watchful eye on Conan O'Brien and Craig Kilborn. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, call it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
And in flaming Lexus news. All right, I feel bad for Toyota. I do. I have a Prius, and I like it. It hasn't exploded. It hasn't sped out of control at all yet. I even tried. And I like, I mean, I'm happy with that vehicle. But they've been having problems, man. People, like, what is it, 10 billion Toyotas were recalled? Like, more, every Toyota...
It was 11 Toyotas were recalled.
Every Toyota in history has been recalled, apparently. in the multiverse. It's not even just on Earth, apparently. In other planets, if you have a Toyota, there's a voluntary recall. So, again, Toyota recalls 17,000 Lexus HS250H hybrids because their name is confusing. Lexus HS250H Hybrid SHHS Greg
10100134103
Yeah, apparently this is because the Lexus HS250H Hybrid could leak fuel in the in rear end collisions, causing it to explode
like a Ford Pinto.
Yeah, actually it's probably a bigger than that. The company isn't aware of any incidents involving the HS250H hybrid. Quote, although a recall of 17,000 sedans is small in comparison with the more than 10 million recall notices issued by Toyota since September, it is notable because it was ordered by the NHTSA after the regulator spotted a defect that Toyota did not find in its own testing. Apparently, Toyota doesn't regularly rear-end you at crazy speeds with too much fuel in the back of your car. Who'd have thought that that was a test that is common? As such, it mirrors a recall of the Lexus GX460 in April, which took place after the magazine Consumer Reports. What was that? Are you messing with my mic? I will cut you. Anyway, I feel really bad for that name, actually. I don't really care about the recall, just the name.
Interesting.
HS250H Hybrid.
So the iPhone 4 is out.
iPhone 4 is out, and if you're left-handed, it doesn't work.
Yeah, Steve Jobs.
Have you heard about this, Kyle? Yeah, it's true. I'm not even making...
One of the features of the iPhone 4 is the antenna is is sort of integrated into that little aluminum band that runs on the outside of the phone.
Okay.
Dumb. Yeah. Anyway, apparently, if you hold the phone like you're going to hold the phone, I mean, use the phone, and talk on it, just the mere act of you gripping the phone...
Yeah.
Causes the signal to drop significantly.
If you hold it in your left hand, you will suppress the signal and the phone. No phone.
That song was playing when I was reading this article. I'm like, how appropriate.
Wow.
And Steve Jobs responded to this, and I'm quoting him.
Don't be left-handed.
All phones have sensitive areas. Just avoid holding the phone in this way. It doesn't like it.
Really? That's it? That was his suggestion?
Don't touch it right there.
That was his suggestion.
Yeah, he said don't hold the phone that way. So avoid gripping the phone on the lower left-hand corner. So, or...
I just want to say, my whatever $20-$30 Verizon Blitz doesn't lose signal when you cover the whole phone in every part.
Another way to avoid signal loss when holding your phone is to get a case that a little rubber bandy thing on the outside. Those things work really well because basically what you're doing is you're isolating the antenna, which is a piece of metal on the outside of the phone now, from your hand.
So silly.
You don't want to touch the antenna.
Okay, this is a quote. That was a quote. If you ever experience... Okay, gripping any phone will result in some attenuation of its antenna performance, with certain places being worse than others, depending on the placement of the antennas. This is a fact of life for every wireless phone. If you ever experience this on your iPhone 4, avoid gripping it in the lower left corner in a way that covers both sides of the black strip in the metal band, or simply use one of many available cases. So buy our $300+ phone.
But it won't work unless you buy a $30 case. Ta-da! Available today in all of your favorite colors. Act now and we'll throw in lower signal.
Wow. Okay. You know, and it's funny because we gripe about this. I was actually at lunch with some business professionals recently, and they were all griping about the iPhone 4. They were like, I just got my iPhone to work, and now you want me to buy a new one? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
QQ. Anyway, another issue with the iPhone 4, I don't know if you've seen this, they have some issues with the yellow splotches on the screen.
Yeah.
Mm. Apparently, and this is off the Apple Insider website, that Apple's manufacturing partner, Foxconn, as apparently they use this bonding stuff.
It's called human souls.
It's called organ functional saline Z6011.
It's human souls. That's the U.S. patent name for it.
The flesh of babies is what.
Oh God! Now I'm really not gonna. Can I borrow your iPhone 4? No, man.
Okay, hear the souls.
Apple is using a bonding agent called the flesh of babies to bond these layers of glass. No, seriously. Apparently, Apple has been shipping these products so quickly that the evaporation process is not complete.
Basically,
so
the glue's not cured.
It's not. And when it does cure, when the flesh of the babies does cure.
Oh, you gotta stop it. I think I just figured out why our podcast isn't appearing on iTunes, Chris. I think something tells me.
Steve Jobs is sitting around going, this is a good show. This is interesting. They found out.
Oh, we're
Banhammer.
Wow.
So seriously, so if you see the yellow splotchiness that appears on the edges of the screen, it will go away as that stuff evaporates.
Yeah, so just leave it in the sun for a few days and it'll be fine.
That there was a video I saw online of a gentleman who got a new iPhone 4.
Yeah.
And so he took his old iPhone and blasted it with a 65-inch homemade death ray.
I was wondering about that video. I didn't watch it. I saw
the music still played. Yeah. They basically used a Fresnel lens, a 65-inch Fresnel lens, held it up, and it's
a light collector. Aziz, light! And
exactly. And pointed the thing at the phone and...
It's like an ant with a magnifying glass.
I want to build one.
Let's do it.
In the South Carolina heat.
With Eric?
Ooh. Wow. The destruction that we... the hard drives that we need to
destroy. Oh my gosh! Linky that.
How much is one of those lenses?
So, I got some unrelated, some non-Apple news. as Chris does some research for the store. glasses that track where you're looking... This is a bad idea.
Yeah, man.
This is a bad idea.
Let's not talk about this in case my girlfriend's listening to the radio show.
Bad idea, jeans.
No. These don't exist. They don't. You can't get them in the United States. They're not available on this planet.
Toby glasses could shield your eyes from the sun or clear up your astigmatism. Sure. But that would just make them a boring old pair of glasses. The feature that makes them stand out, the ability to track exactly where you're looking at all times.
Damn.
Boobies. This... is done with a VGA camera mounted where the stem meets the eyepiece. They allow the glasses to see exactly what you, the wearer, sees. IR emitters help improve tracking, blah, 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 blah.
And this image is then broadcast to your girlfriend's iPhone.
There's available on the App Store. Oh, damn. This is dangerous.
I saw you looking at that girl's butt. What are you doing? No. These glasses, they will have a sale rate of zero.
Bad idea. I mean, there are some legitimate applications, but they are clearly and quickly overshadowed by the humanity-ending destruction they could cause.
Or just the fights that girlfriends
fight. It's as if millions of boyfriends were suddenly single.
It's a great disturbance in the force.
Yeah. Hulu. You like Hulu, right?
Actually, no, I don't like Hulu. I have my reasons. One of them is the fact that they're so arrogant they think they can start charging people.
This is such a stupid idea. This is such a bad idea. Hulu may fire up its fee-supported service next week. Now, we have talked on that computer show time and again how they're talking about doing this. This is not the answer, but apparently they're not listening. Steve Jobs is listening.
I don't know. I kind of like... I like the idea of this. I like the
idea of what?
Of paying a small fee for a an online service like this. I already do.
I paid $1.99 last weekend to rent Sherlock Holmes from Amazon Unbox and put it on my TiVo, and I was happy to do it.
No, and okay, I have mixed feelings about this Hulu thing. Right now, you can go to Hulu.com and watch five of the latest episodes of your favorite shows.
Thank you.
What's that? He did that for me. He went ahead and did that for me. But Hulu is going to be charging $10 a month for "quote unquote" more access, deeper access. A lot of the users of the Hulu website are kind of concerned because they're worried that the focus will be taken away from their free offering. So,
I understand the service. It's a company. They want to pay their employees. You know, I don't think their current business model is necessarily flawed. I think their approach to their current... We've shown time and time again that free can be good.
And free can be profitable.
Yeah, because, I mean, the old business... And if you're at business school, they always tell you there is no such thing as a free lunch. And there isn't. If you go down the line, someone has to pay for that.
Yeah, and if you offer a television program with limited interruptions brought to you by Allstate, then, you know, Allstate's paying for you to watch that episode. Yeah. And that targeted advertising is good for good for Allstate, for example. And it's better for me because I don't have to pay. And I get to choose what I want to watch when I want to watch it, which blows cable away. I foresee cable disappearing in the next 5 years.
I see them evolving.
Well, if they don't evolve, they will perish.
Because yeah, so. I think they're evolving into a bandwidth provider and not a content provider.
I don't have cable TV. And
you have cable.
I have internet.
That's what I'm saying.
And I watch Netflix, and I watch, you know, ABC.com, NBC.com, you know. So I get my TV. I just get it in a different way. And that's the evolution of the content delivery. Now, granted, I've seen it's not happening quite so much anymore. But when I first started using Netflix a lot on my Time Warner connection, I noticed that I did see some bandwidth throttling. I don't see it anymore. Hmm. I think that here in the past 3 weeks, I have not seen it at all, and everything's coming in really clear. But I was seeing it on my PC for quite a while, so I don't know if, you know, 3 weeks ago we talked about it on the radio show. I don't know if they were listening. So
could be. Yeah, I mean, I as a business, I'd be ecstatic at the opportunity to advertise. Why can't I have my ad on a show you watch on Hulu? Now, in fact, there were, and I don't know if they ever implemented, but there were talks of doing that. One of the local companies was like, yeah, if someone streams the news or a national show.
I think that was one of the local websites.
It was ABC.
Yeah, if you go to the ABC website here in town, or go to the ABC website, abc.com.
Yeah, and watch
one of the television programs, then there's a high chance that you will see a local television commercial during that broadcast. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I feel like that if you cut out cable and cable goes away, because local broadcast TV is gone already.
It is. There's very little
original. It's now integrated into cable and satellite. But if you take it even further away and don't have actual traditional cable-style programming, you do eliminate local advertisers, which is bad for local business.
Yeah.
This gives, you know, local advertisers an opportunity to reach their target audience, yet still provide an avenue for selectable television programming by the viewer, so that they get what they want. They get free local programming that they pay for, a connection to that free programming.
Now, here's an interesting thing. Here's an interesting thing that the audience at large may not know. Modern television is designed for commercials, specifically designed for commercials. And if you look, I'm going to geek out a little bit. If you look at the traditional theater, every act, there's a break. There's a pee break. You can go get a thing of wine, go pee, talk to the person next to you, discuss what you just saw, digest what you just saw if it has some gravity to it. Now, that moved to television, and it was a perfect place for advertising. So they intentionally put in four acts. You know, you have the exposition, and then you have the building of the tension, and then you have the climax, and then you have, after the last commercial break, you know, the last 10 minutes of Stargate, you have the climax.
Everybody hugs each other.
Yeah, and the resolution.
They attend the award ceremony.
Right. Chewie gets a medal, and, you know, whatever. So, I mean, TV shows are built for that. And if you watch Doctor Who, you notice that there are far fewer commercial breaks because it's tax sponsored. There's less commercial.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say, but when I watch Doctor Who, there are absolutely zero.
Well, zero commercials. But if you watch the beat points in the acts, are we done already?
No, there's still another. Oh,
20 seconds.
Yeah.
There's so much more to talk about. Well, okay, we're gonna shut up. We get it. Fine, Steve Jobs, you win again. Curses. We're going to be back next week with more of That Computer Show Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net. Get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Follow us on Twitter if you have a question you want us to talk about or you know, anything you want us to speak about. You want to give us some news at TCS Joe. Tweet with us. Join in on the fun. Maybe win something. Maybe not. Maybe we'll just track you down and beat you up if you got an iPhone 4. Just saying, you know. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you've been listening to That Computer Show.
What happened? Someone set up Azkaban. We get signal.
What?
Main screen turn on.
It's you.
How are you, gentlemen? All your base are belong to us. You are on the way to destruction.
What you say?
You have no chance to survive. Make your time. Ha ha ha.